Okay. So this is about the other requirements. So we have done multiple versions, and let's see, I have to look at the slides here too. So we had, first of all, we had a working group last call on the Dash 07 version. There we had reviews from all the major documents in the working group, and the feedback was that the document is in generally good shape, so we could move on. And the next version just fixed some spelling hits, errors, and so on. So then for the ITF 80 in Prague, we agreed to double-check if the document or the requirements in the document would collide with the new upcoming use case of the CDN usage. But we said we do not delay the document any further, but just check if there's any harm in the document right now. But after reviews, we found there's no big harm to this one. So then there are new revisions you can see there. Just we go on to the next slide, please. The biggest changes from 8 to 10 I'm a bit lost. I thought it's the other slides. So the point here was that we changed many of the requirements to say that the protocol can do either mechanisms within the protocol, like for the overload case, or it can also rely on underlying protocols. For instance, if you take security, it's fairly enough if you run over TLS and you don't have to reinvent the wheel, just rely on TLS that it's doing anything good for you. Okay, next one, please. There was a main discussion about if an Aldo server should actually work on assumptions such as that the client tells the server, I'm actually a peer-to-peer application or I am a CDN application. And back in 2008, the main case when the requirement started was like peer-to-peer, and it was decided that the server should not require that the Aldo client is telling to the server which type of application or maybe content even the client is asking for. This was for several purposes. One of this was that some people from the video world, they said they want to know if people are looking for like specific content so they can kick in the DRM or the legal, so we decided, oh, we're not going to do this. However, the new use case, which is the CDN selection optimization, there it might be useful if an Aldo client can actually tell, well, I am an Aldo client, but I'm asking for a CDN use case. So in this case, the guidance might look a bit different. However, if you go to the next slide, I think that's the requirement. There's a new requirement, so it's a bit lengthy, but I assume everybody has read the slide. But the main idea is there that the protocol should support the case that the client can indicate for which type of application it's asking, but it's not forced to do so. So if a client is not asking, the server should still deliver something useful. Next slide. So in the version 11, we actually removed the first one here, the self-referencing requirement saying that if a protocol claims to be an Aldo protocol, it needs to fulfill all the requirements. So we kicked this out because some people didn't feel easy with that one. Then there were the requirements about the overload handling. There were some questions about they're too general, especially about the throttling. And there was something added that, for instance, if it's the other protocol is using HTTP and using HTTP with the response code 503 and adding a header, which is a retry after, would fulfill the requirement there. However, the last sentence is also important that the server can use them, but it doesn't need to use them for several reasons, including if it's anyway too overloaded, just can't use them anymore. Next slide, please. So for the overload and error handling, we have six very verbose requirements. And there's like the text, and then you can replace overload error maintenance by try later, redirect, or terminate. And that's a rather long text right now in the requirement. And we received some comments saying, well, that's a lot of text. Can we shorten it? And Sebastian and me, we were saying basically it's, we are not writing prosa, which means nice text, but it's like technical text, so we would like to keep it, but some people argued against it. And so this would be a question to the working group. Shall we shorten it? And if yes, give us text. Otherwise, we would say we stay with the current text as is. Any opinion? Okay, I would say if nobody objects, we just leave it as it is and go forward. Okay. Thank you. Next slide. So, the requirements have been quite stable for a long time. There have been many changes, wording fixes, but I think the basic set of requirements was stable for a long time. We as the authors don't see any known conflicts or issues anymore in the current version. I hope nobody jumps up and runs to the mic. It's from our current viewpoint, we can hardly see that the requirements conflict with the upcoming CDN use case. I would say since nobody really was arguing in favor of shortening the overlit section, I would say we are basically done with the draft and can go to the ISG in the next steps.
This document has been about to be submitted via ISG for, I think, 2 or 3 meetings. Now, we would really like to submit it to the ISG.
Me too.
So, yeah, if you have anything, any issue with this document and you are in the room, please go to the mic now, and we want to close the issues with the document today.
Or go to the Jabber room and Jabber.
Or go to the Jabber room and Jabber, yeah.
Ben Niven Jenkins. I don't really have any issues with the document, but in terms of the overload, I do think it's quite verbose, and I'm prepared to provide some suggested text to make it briefer, and we can do a quick spin, and if there isn't support, there isn't support, and we go forward.
So my feeling is we could make the text nicer, but it's not adding or removing anything in technical terms. We're just prolonging the process.
Sure, and if that's the group's opinion, I can live with it.
Okay.
Is that the only issue? Anyone else has issues with the document? No. I hope not to see you again talking about a requirement.
Thanks.